I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I bring you the worst of the worst movies of 2022. Let's start the countdown to cinematic hell. At number 10, Firestarter. This new version of Stephen King's story about a girl with fire powers is duller and even more condescending than the 1984 version, although I am jealous that I know two people who saw it the way most of us couldn't. To me, this girl has to embrace the flames by screaming like a little brat. At naughty number 9, and that's a song from Schoolhouse Rock by the way, is The Man from Toronto, which must be a hit on Netflix if it stars Kevin Hart as a screw-up and Woody Harrelson as a hitman. If you think these kinds of tricks and antics are still funny, then congrats on waking up from that coma you've been in since 2004. That's when Soul Plane came out, by the way. But then again, Hart made something even worse later this year and on the show. Number 8, It's a Wonderful Binge. This sequel to the 2020 comedy about the one night of the year when all drugs and alcohol are legal gets pushed to Christmas Eve so people can lay off the stress of the holidays, but we're still stressed out by its mean and stupid behaviors. Bet you appreciated National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation more. Number 7, The Gray Man. It's easy to understand why Netflix streamers made it one of the most viewed movies of all time, because it's a $200 million project directed by the Russo brothers, who also produced my favorite film this year, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and starring Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans, who can all do better than to succumb to these bombastic cliches. Number 6, Morbius, the worst Marvel film of the year that's appearing higher on other worst of the year lists. Jared Leto, who just won the Razzie for his awful performance in House of Gucci, is easily wasted here as Dr. Michael Morbius, who decides to cure his illness by becoming a vampire. Sucks the life out of you, doesn't it? Number 5, Moonfall, Roland Emmerich's latest disaster movie that's so bombastic and pointless with elements recycled out of his 1996 hit Independence Day that even moviegoers mooned it. And number 4, Jurassic World Dominion. The 1993 hit Jurassic Park was a remarkable and thrilling movie with dinosaurs that looked real. These dinosaurs, in this boring conclusion, have chase sequences that are more laughable than thrilling. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio is appearing on a number of best of the year lists, and it's also on my animation list, it's so dazzling. The same can't be said for Robert Zemeckis' take, which ranks at number 3 on my list. This live-action remake of the 1940 Disney animated classic makes this puppet look like the Disney character, but still looks like he's made with more CGI and less wood. Wooden is the right word to describe this mess, or better yet, what does he think I look like? A jackass? The biggest heart attack of the year is the biggest number 2 of the year, Me Time, in which Kevin Hart tortures us further with some help from Mark Wahlberg. They apparently decided to enter Adam Sandler territory by adding jokes about turtle droppings and turtle snot and so many vulgar characters. This horrible mess couldn't decide if it wanted to be PG or R-rated, and Michael Keaton did say nice effing model in Beetlejuice. And the worst movie of the year is made by a brilliant filmmaker. It's David O. Russell's Amsterdam. His all-star cast is led by Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, and John David Washington, but it turns out to be a discombobulated mess that can't decide if it wants to be a screwball comedy, a murder mystery, or a conspiracy thriller, or all of the above, and its running gag with Bale losing his glass eye wouldn't be funny if Peter Falk or Sammy Davis Jr. were still alive to see it. Now, this isn't the worst star-studded movie of all time for two reasons, and those two reasons are Movie 43 and North, but Amsterdam seems to follow a certain tradition in which moviegoers want to see their favorite stars making faces and trying to look fashionable with certain time periods, and it all ends up being so boring and lackluster. Again, David O. Russell is a brilliant filmmaker, and I wish him better luck on his next movie. Now let's recap the worst movies I saw this year. Number 10, Firestarter. Number 9, The Man from Toronto. Number 8, It's a Wonderful Binge. Number 7, The Gray Man. Number 6, Morbius. Number 5, Moonfall. Number 4, Jurassic World Dominion. Number 3, Pinocchio. Number 2, Me Time, and the worst film of the year, Amsterdam. If you like this list and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.